For the most part, we've got the crop put to bed, and we're starting to queue up for next year, those kind of things. Commodity prices have been good. We've had some, obviously, government payments, those kind of things this year. How would you kind of gauge where the growers are as we look at 2021?
I think overall, it's going to be a pretty successful year for the vast majority of farms with the increased prices. Those that ended up collecting crop insurance, the finalized prices that came out, people, if you have a reasonable APH, it should generate an adequate safety net for you to at least get, all the expenses made with a modest profit. And then there's others that ended up catching some good showers and ended up outside of crop insurance and actually had some pretty good yields. So it's really been across the board. But overall, the increase in price, a lot of people benefited by inventory that was brought in from 2020 that got marketed here throughout the summer, and as the commodity prices kept increasing, so we're going to see a lot of appreciation in those inventory values we had coming into the year as well. So that's been a positive as well. Biggest concern I think that most people have going into next year is where input costs are pretty much across the board, and that's been kind of the talk of town for the last 6 weeks or more, is fertilizer, chemical, fuel. So many of the inputs have just been going up substantially.
Even if you can get them in some cases, that's these. This whole supply chain thing is getting to be a head scratcher.
Yeah, correct. I was just watching a rural Farm Network ag broadcast here, and they were just touching base on a few of those things of hopefully within the next 6 months, by at least, when our crop or the majority of it will be in the heart of planting, or hopefully that's our window that we can be heavy into planting next April, and hopefully some of these supply chain issues can get rectified, not only in the crop inputs, but in parts and supplies and those type of things. Hopefully there's some legislative things can get done to relieve some of the trucker shortages and, just a lot of different issues all kind of hit us here in the last 3 4 months, just to make a unusual set of circumstances to deal with. The hurricane down in New Orleans created a lot of issues, and that's still having some lasting effects on production of nitrogen fertilizer, with some of that just getting corn and soybeans shipped out of there, and even some of the oil and fuel issues with some refineries having to get shut down. It's been a complicated last number of months.
So, like fertilizer prices, I mean, John Newton was at AgriGrowth last week, the economist at Senate Ag Committee, and I think he said fertilizer is up close to 170% from a year ago. Everything seems to be higher. What's the strategy for these guys as they try to bring in that and hold their costs, I guess?
Yeah, that's, been one of those things that's really been talked about. One of the strategies this year, especially in areas that were on the a little more drought impacted, did not have quite the their normal yields. They really are encouraging people to get their fields soil tested, because if you ended up with a short crop due to the dry conditions, so you harvested a 30 bushel wheat crop and a 15 to 20 bushel soybean crop, there's some carryover fertilizer left in the ground that you may not have to replenish next spring like you would normally if you had your full complement of production that you would have pulled off this year. So really encourage people that if you haven't, you know, gotten your fields fall fertilized so on or soil tested, please do so. I know the way the weather sounds here the next couple of days, it looks like it's probably going to shut down field work here until next spring. But if you haven't been able to get it done this fall, please make that a priority for next spring. It should pay huge dividends. That I just happened to hear again on this one ag show that I was watching, that there are reports here in Minnesota that some soil tests have shown that there's up to 80 pounds of residual nitrogen available for support of the 22 crop. So, you know, that would really cut down on, say, for, you know, wheat or whatever, where, you know, a lot of farms, you know, tend to shoot for about 130 units of N, that type of thing. You know, they can probably cut that down from their normal application rate. So soil testing is going to be big. The other thing, you know, I've heard some people talk about is not with all of their acres, but I think we are going to see a little juggling with crop rotation, especially in our northwest Minnesota or northern tier area of the valley. Some more producers looking at shifting to some of what I would refer to as some of our minor crops, like canola, sunflowers, barley, oats. One of the first times in a number of years I've heard more than a handful of people talk about possibly putting some oats in, that, you know, lesser inputs and some very good contracts compared to what we normally see. You know, edible beans, I think, for those that are set up for that, you know, maybe looking at it. And then also in our, like, Roseau, Marshall County areas, I know there's going to be some more acres of perennial ryegrass that are being talked about getting put in to, replace or replenish that supply.
How important is it, as you talk to growers, to make sure they are taking possession, I guess, of some of the, whether it's seed, chemical, fertilizer this fall, so that they are guaranteed having something next spring?
Yeah, that's another key thing. What I've saw and witnessed here throughout the fall, and the individuals that I've talked with, visited with, and so on, that I think we're fortunate with the earlier fall harvest that we did have with the dry conditions, that a lot of our field work did get done adequately. You know, many of the wheat soybean rotations, with getting the wheat off early, that they were, you know, people were able to get those prepped and ready, fertilized for next spring. I think in a lot of cases, I've heard from several of the sugar beet people, you know, their grain acres that are going to be targeted to be put into sugar beets for next year, most of those are fertilized and prepped. So we have some that are done, but what I've been hearing, you know, right now, you know, the talk in town, you know, a lot of the suppliers can't even quote prices for the producers. You know, they're just uncertain, you know, where their suppliers won't even give them a firm number on, you know, what the true cost, you know, come next spring will be, and so on. And I know, looking at some other articles, where thinking back, I think it was 2008, where, you know, a few suppliers brought in supply early and you know, at the peak of the prices, really didn't have it, subsold. and ended up taking a loss on some of those inventories because the retail price had dropped by the spring when the farms were buying it to apply to their fields. So a little bit of hesitancy there, but kind of the point this this fall and through early winter is really keep in contact with your ag suppliers. Talk with them of what products are available is in the way of chemical fertilizer needs, and get some contracts signed. I did hear yesterday that natural gas prices did drop for the first time in a long time, so maybe we've saw a peak to that, and hopefully, you know, at least we can put a cap on where some of the nitrogen costs are, and that's the one, like you had mentioned, across the board, 170-some percent increase in fertilizer. Nitrogen, I think, in some of the products, it's like a 300% increase.
Yeah.
So hopefully that can have some retracement and get back to a price that's a little more livable. But, you know, when we do take a look at, you know, going into next year with the higher inputs, kind of reminds me of, you know, like 2011-12, you know, inputs were pretty high back then too. But, you know, with the higher commodity prices, it does pencil out. You know, I've ran some budgets here this fall, and it doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room, but, you know, it does pencil out if you can get at least a normal yield. But it will definitely take some tightening of the belt, really watching inputs, you know, doing some prepays when possible, just to keep keep everything in check. That I know one of the other farm management instructors just saw an email from him too that we are probably looking at in 2022 the crop that will get put in the ground will be the most expensive to date in your farm career. So that's just, I think, going to be the reality that the producers are going to have to deal with.
Yeah, that's, didn't think of it that way, but makes sense. You know, we've seen land rents, it seems like over time it's been increasing. It's got to be maybe a little different, challenging this year to negotiate rents when you're looking at some of these input costs and those kind of things. Do you see any or hear any talk on that, Ron?
What I have been hearing from the farmers I deal with is that the trend is that definitely they're not going down at all. And hopefully, you know, most or a lot of the land contracts are set for three-year contracts. The ones coming up for renewal, I'm guessing, you know, we're looking at potentially about, I would hope not more than a, you know, 5% increase. But, yeah, that's going to be another one. I think in some cases we may see a few people on what they would refer as some of their, you know, probably tougher ground or, you know, land that has some issues, if the landlords are still asking for the top dollar rent, some people just may look at and say, I just need to step away from it, let somebody else farm, and if I've got to pay that that higher rent, because based off my crop history there at those levels and where inputs are at, I would need one heck of a big crop to just make ends meet. And do you want to farm the acres just to at best break even?
So as we approach year end, is there any strategies we should take note of here, Ron?
You know, one of the things that I guess I had sent an email to the farms I work with you know, like, you know, an old crop marketing, you know, with, you know, the rally, hopefully a lot of the spring wheat that was harvested this year has already went to market, and producers captured close to a $10 cash price. Soybeans the same way. I know there's a lot of people looking at things there too, of really pay attention to that. Also start looking ahead, you know, for locking in some prices, you know, run budgets for yourself with you know, and do look at, you know, locking in, you know, 25 to probably 40% of your projected bushels between now and sometime next spring, just to put a little bit of a buffer, because like I said, you know, most likely you're going to be putting more cost per acre into your farm in 2022 than you ever have in your farming history. So having things kind of locked up hedged that way, but also again, getting back, I think most people are pretty pleased where they're at with field work, with the nice fall that we had. I think the ground is in good shape going into next spring. I know that makes people feel good. But again, on the supply side, there's going to be a lot of wait and see as the markets move and are trying to buy bushels back between the commodities. So it's going to be a long, challenging. So next number of months. So, you know, just keep on top of things. Stay abreast with your ag professionals that you have working with you. And especially with your ag suppliers, to make sure you're comfortable with that you'll have the products that you need to raise your crop in 2022.
Sounds good. Anything I'm missing we should focus on here, Ron?
Oh, I think we hit
the high points.
Yeah, I guess the other thing, you know. Maybe with, you know, I've also mentioned to some of my farms on income tax planning, you know, with the higher prices that we have had, you know, this year, you know, some of the crop insurance that came in, some of the leftover government payments that have came in. And again, I'm sure most people out there do check or work with their tax practitioners starting usually about next week after the beet payments come in from American Crystal and after deer hunting gets done. Between now and year end is when a lot of people will start focusing on getting their records together and see where they're at. But make an appointment with your accountant or farm management instructor. Take a look at where you're at for tax purposes. Could also cause some unexpected payments that might be due come next spring to the to our tax government tax outlets.